It's been a couple of weeks since Java 1, 2010. You know, Sun.Oracle will not be continuing professional support for JavaFX Script. However, they are going to be rewriting it as a Java API. That is, JavaFX 2.0 will be a Java application programming interface, which means you can program with JavaFX using Java, using Groovy, or any other JVM language, using Java as the mother language. A great idea. So over a wee while now, I've been looking at Scala, and have a great interest in Scala. I went to the Scala liftoff and I started writing what I imagined would be a domain-specific language, an internal DSL in Scala, which would interface into JavaFX 2.0. Bear in mind that the actual API have not been released. They are still being written by Sun.Oracle. I made a best guess and at what these APIs could look like. First up is that I would suggest that Sun.Oracle actually use the builder pattern, because that's what I used in my JavaFX Java API mockups, which is getting hard to say. And then it became quite easier to implement that DSL in Scala. It's a very basic FX a builder pattern, which allows you to embed closures within another closure. Problem being that in Scala, you have to have a parameter. You need to somehow pass a context around. And using the builder pattern allows you to pass that context around using a parameter. So a closure that takes a parameter, which will be your JavaFX Java object. And I hope you're following me. It means then you can then do something like this. n.setWidth, open brackets 50, .setHeight, open brackets 50, then .setX, open brackets set 10, dot set y, open brackets 10. So you get the idea. You're always returning this, which is the actual JavaFX Java object. And yes, it is an interesting DSL, and it will be really interesting to see what happens once the ideas of binding. And you can have a look at my new blog, which is on xenonique.co.uk/blog. So that's X-Ray, Echo, November, Oscar, November, Indigo, Quebec, Ulysses, echo.co.uk/blog. Let me know what you think. Bye for now.